Hi there, thanks for joining me. I am Jess Caffey for OliCast.com, your Northwest entertainment source. I'm here with Jesse Jackson from Rock Therapy Records, and what else are you doing?
I was in Fullman Radio, but that is now, we're now broken up, I guess, so it's no longer. I don't really know what I'm doing. It's kind of a weird point in my life because I was just doing Fullman Radio for the last 3.5 years. And now the band is breaking up, so now I need to start something new, I think.
And you're their guitarist.
Correct.
And you also produced all the records? Or I mean, I'm not really sure your label. I'm not really sure what you do.
I manage the band. Yeah, I put out all our records. Kind of a control freak, so I like to do everything for the band. And it's just easier just to release our own music myself, so that I have full control and I know what's happening.
Right. Right, and how many records did you guys do?
We had a 5-song EP, a full-length record. I'm releasing 2 singles on vinyl that's coming out soon. It's supposed to be in July, but then production of it's taking forever, or the manufacturing is taking forever, so now it's scheduled to arrive in August.
Awesome. And so you guys are breaking up. We all know that it's a struggle to keep female bands together. You don't really hear of any that lasts more than 5 years. Although I did see L7 is playing together.
That is true, yeah.
They hadn't for had
very
they?
Long time. No, yeah, they broke up for a while.
So, I mean, that's a positive, but the struggles of being a female in this world must be difficult, especially.
I would say that being in a band with all girls is extra hard because everyone has so many emotions and there's lots of feelings that get hurt. And everyone has their periods at the same time.
Right.
And it's, I don't know. It's hard, but we just, lots of personal things get in the way of playing music,
right?
Unfortunately.
You guys managed for 3.5 years. I'm so bummed because I really liked you guys. And so,
thanks.
I mean,
we'd been in bands together before too, so really it's been a long time of us playing together. Different bands. And
do you think there's any room for maybe down the line?
Possibly. I feel like Allie might move away because she likes to do that sometimes. And she did that before when our last band was together and broke up. She moved away and came back a few years later and asked to start a band again. So, I mean, that's always a possibility, I guess. I don't really know as of right now. Everything's kind of up in the air. I feel like Allie did just recently, she was back and forth about wanting to quit, not wanting to quit, wanting just to take a break. And what I think Sarah and Allie don't really realize is, like, I don't get to take a break from the band because I'm still having emails to answer and messages and people asking us to play shows, and I can't just not respond to any of those because, one, it's rude, and two, it's like I don't want to, I don't know, I can't just ignore it. It's, to me, it's a business, and so I worked really hard to try to build up the business and network with a bunch of people and make friends and make things happen, and then for it just to stop is kind of like,
that's disheartening.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't want to alienate anyone either, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I hear you. It's got to be tough.
Well, I was going to say, I maybe moving forward with a new band, I really am going to try to figure out what people's goals are before I start working so hard on a band. We're like in Fullman Radio, we all had the same goals, but it doesn't really, but did we really? Because I still want to move forward, and we can't get past certain issues. I feel like we should just set aside and be like, let's just keep making music. That's what we want to do. But like personal issues get ahead of things. So yeah, like yesterday our last show was, at first we weren't going to play it because Allie and Sarah walked out on me and quit, and then I just assumed I wasn't going to beg them to play the last shows because I'd already had begged them to play the shows and not break up, and it was just like going on months of not knowing, of just everything being up in the air. So when they said they quit, I didn't, it was like a week before we're supposed to play Music and Art in Wright Park, and I didn't want to beg him to do it, so I just said we were going to cancel and not play. And the booker, Jamie, got pretty upset because it was a huge event. I didn't get pretty upset, but I mean, she got annoyed because it's a huge event and they do so much promotion and stuff for it to have bands quit. It's like the worst thing, which I did not want to do. So we're supposed to be there an hour and a half early. It's a very well-organized event where they have two stages and there's like a five-minute changeover. So when one band's playing, the next band's setting up so that there's only like a couple minutes in between each band. That way the crowd doesn't ever lose interest and there's stuff going on the entire time. So we were supposed to be there at 2 p.m. There was tons of traffic to get to Tacoma. I left early. I left at 12:30, but for some reason, Allie didn't get there until 10 minutes before we're supposed to actually play our set time. So that's really stressful because everyone was aware they needed to be there at 2 o'clock. And one of the reasons, I mean, I had told Allie, one of the things that bugs me is I just want everything to be very professional and I can't rely on you to show up on time. You show up 5 minutes before you play and leave right after. And that really bothers me because I work so hard on, getting people to come to the show and, having merch for people to buy and just, when you just show up 5 minutes before.
People want to hang out with the band.
Yeah, want to talk to the band afterwards and tell them that they like us and not to break up.
Right.
But if I'm the only one hearing that, it doesn't really do me any good I don't want the band to break up either.
Right.
Anyway, that kind of stuff just kills me because, I'm the one that I have a kid, not that I'm more important or busier or whatever, but I do have a kid and I still managed to get there on time and have everything, have the person to sell the merch, have the roadie ready there, have all the stuff set up ready to go.
Right. It's important. Professionalism is important.
I realize not everyone's like that in a band. It's usually, it seems that in bands, usually it's always one person that does everything.
Right.
So next time I'm in a band, I really want to find people that are also interested in doing all those things.
Right. Motivated.
Yeah. I joke around that I want to be in a band with all state workers. But because then they just, I don't know. That's rude to say. I don't know. I just want to be professional. I do it as a job. I put so much effort into it like it's a job. I want other people to do that as well. But that could mean different things to different people.
Right.
Thank you.
as a job or a business, I mean, you must get energy out of it. I mean,
oh yeah, I love it.
Right. I mean, you can see when you play that you're enjoying what you're doing. So, I mean, that's super important.
I enjoy all aspects of it, like just creating. It's like creating a brand, you know, and then getting people. I don't know. Yeah, it's just the thing I get to do the least amount in the band is actually practice guitar, because I'm too busy doing everything else, and there's just not enough time in the day. But to make it home from work, then I've got to feed my kid dinner, and it's bath time and bedtime, and then I'm exhausted.
Right. How often did you guys practice?
Once a week. If we're like in songwriting mode for an album or something, we practice a couple times a week. But usually once a week. And Full Moon Radio played so many shows that we would practice once a week, then we'd be playing a show that weekend, and I mean, we might be playing shows every single weekend.
Yeah. There was a while. And so who wrote the songs?
The music is kind of a mix. Allie writes all the lyrics, because she hates that I say this, but she is a control freak about the lyrics, and if Sarah and I would want to write lyrics, just wouldn't really work out that way with her, because she wants to be the one to write them, which is fine, because she does write really good lyrics. She would write some songs I write, I would say maybe like half and half, and then, or we'd one of us would come to the practice with two parts of a song, and then we'd finish writing the song together as a whole band.
That's good.
So it's collaboration, but...
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. You can kind of tell the difference on the songs. If it's a song that Allie has written, it's usually, like, a slower song. The ones I write are all, like, guitar riff-driven and faster.
Right. Well, that's what you do.
That's
so
true, yeah.
So you would expect that. So tell me about your label. Who do you have on your label?
I have a label that I started really just because I wanted to release Full Moon Radio's music myself, and it just kind of seemed to go hand in hand. I have a control problem, so instead of trying to find a label, I just made up my own. And then I wasn't really doing anything with it because I am super busy, and besides being a mom, I work full time and I'm a band, and I do a cover band every year. But I had a couple of different friends reach out to me about wanting to release music. Allie, our singer, was wanting to do a solo record for a long time, so I wanted her to do it too, and I'm like, just let me put it out on my label, because then that way I can get it out to everyone, and you know, instead of just talking about it, I can actually make it happen. And then my friend Doug is in a band, Hot Cops, and he really wanted to be on the label. And so I put out a 7-inch, or Full Moon Radio, so I split 7-inch with them, and I'm going to start doing a series of split records. And so Hot Cops and Full Moon Radio is the first one, and that's the one that's going to come out in August. And then Dark Palms is a band that... It's kind of, my friend Tim is in it. I dated the guy, bass player Roger. I kind of encouraged him to be in this band because I knew that Tim was a good bandmate and would make things happen for his new band. So, and then Tim asked me to put it out. They're 7-inch out, so I did. But it's kind of like a collaboration because really, he's super smart and knows how to do everything. He did most of the work, and I just released it for him. And we're kind of working together with that. And we're going to work together on more stuff and getting distribution for stuff on his label and my label, and just seeing what we can do as far as distribution for more Olympia bands and stuff.
Shoulders in winter, and I carry
house.
Mm-hmm. She got divorced. I have a 5.5-year-old kid, daughter.
Yeah. Doing good, though, seems like. I mean.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Moving forward. That's good. Being positive. Your daughter's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's pretty cute. I saw her at one of the shows. Yeah. One of the shows.
Yesterday, we filmed and ready to play our last show, and she managed to, well, she wanted to, like, hang out on stage, and I think she came up to me a couple different times on stage to ask me different things, and it's like, I'm in the middle of playing, but I think she knows that, but I think she just wants to be on stage and get noticed, so.
Maybe she'll be a guitar in her future.
I hope so, yeah. I told her I was going to be very disappointed if she was, like, only a singer. She needs to also play an instrument, too.
How long have you been playing guitar?
Since I was... I don't know, 14, 15 maybe, 35 now, so 20 years.
What made you decide?
I really liked music, lots of female artists like Tiffany and Debbie Gibson and stuff like that, and then the person that made me want to play guitar was Juliana Hatfield. Since I listened to her, I had her 7-inch and I really liked her music. And I just wanted to play.
Yeah. Musical family? No?
No.
No? Just all you, huh?
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, no one in my family plays.
Are you originally from Olympia? Or?
No, I'm from Simi Valley, California.
Yeah?
I moved to Olympia when I was 19, and then I didn't have enough money, so I moved back to California, saved up money, and then came back when I was 20, and that was in 2000.
Wow.
Yeah. So 15 years now.
Do you want to pursue another band at this point, or?
Yeah, I want to do, definitely want to be another band. Right now I'm doing a Bangles cover band that's, and our drummer Sarah is in that too. Every year in Olympia there is a Halloween event called Night of the Living Tribute Bands, and so we like to, or I like to, play in a cover band as well, because it's always cool to learn other people's songs and learn different styles of playing music. And
was it last year? I loved it.
Last year we did Hole.
You did Hole.
We've done Nirvana, Queens of the Stone Age, L7, Blondie. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Last year was the first year I'd gone.
Oh, yeah. It was a really cool event.
It was. So I was like, awesome, this is so cool. Oh, my favorite local bands being someone else.
Yeah, it's like, very cool. It's really fun just to play the event because you do get to hang out with all the musicians in town that you wouldn't normally be able to meet or hang out with.
Right.
And then the Capitol Theater has a cool green room that we all hang out, and they usually stock it with snacks and beer and stuff, so we get to hang out there and put our makeup on. And
wow. Bangles. I'm so excited. I'm getting my ticket now.
Cool. Yeah, I'm excited too. That's 5 girls in that band, so that's really cool. It's hard to find female musicians to play with, and to be able to get 5 girls in one band is really cool, I think.
That's awesome. How long did it just happen?
This year I started to plan early. Like, I started in January, and it was Sarah's idea to do Bangles. Usually, it's kind of a nerve-wracking thing because you have to record 2 songs and then submit them to see if you even get accepted. And so most of the time it's always been a last-minute thing, like getting together with a band for a couple practices and then recording and submitting. But this year I was like, I don't want to be stressed out with being in 2 bands because Full Moon Radio is always really busy. So we just started in February, but we had the idea together, and I got all the members in January. So by the time, you know, it was July, we were already ready to record and submit, and there wasn't like rushed or stressful or anything.
Awesome. That's very cool. Very cool. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
It should be fun.
Yeah. No, it'll be awesome.
We haven't found out if we get in yet, but should be soon.
When do you find out? You don't.
Usually the committee meets and they listen to all the songs and they vote. And so I think probably maybe this week.
Awesome.
The deadline was July 31st.
Would you do other things with your
Bangles cover band?
Yeah.
No, because I like to write original songs.
Right.
And it's fun to do the cover band thing just because it's kind of like taking guitar lessons for free, and you get to play with different people that you normally wouldn't be in a band with. A lot of people that aren't normally in bands want to do this event just because it's so fun, and
yeah,
and a lot of times it sells out. You know, it's really fun to play to a crowd of 500 people.
Right, very cool. Mm-hmm. bands you think?
That I've been in, started when I was, being in bands when I was 16. With all the cover bands I've been in, I mean, like, at least 10.
Yeah. What was the longest running, you think? Longest together?
Full Moon Radio, I think.
Yeah. Where do your influences come for music?
A lot of the girl bands that were in Olympia in the 90s is, I mean, that's why I moved to Olympia, really. So, like, early on, like, Sleater-Kinney and Bikini Kill were definitely influences, but then also, I really just, a lot of female musicians, it's a long list. Like, I really like Heart, then I also like bands like Queens of the Stone Age, and with my daughter being into music a lot now, all we listen to is Katy Perry and Taylor Swift and Lady Gaga, so I'm kind of getting into that. We saw Taylor Swift last night.
Awesome.
In Seattle, that was crazy. There were 60,000 people.
Wow. Wow.
That's really cool, though.
Yeah. Huh. Wow. I don't know what else to ask you.
Yeah.
So, what do you see happening for yourself? You are looking for...
Yeah, I have a couple people in mind I want to ask. I really want to do an all-girl band again, just because I think it's more unique. There's really not a lot of all-girl bands around. I mean, it's not that there's not a lot, but there's more guy bands around, and really for the purpose of people coming out to shows, people are more interested in seeing all-girl bands.
Absolutely.
People, I don't know what it is. It's just because it's, got people like to look at attractive people on stage, I think, and girls are nice to look at. I don't know, I just want to do it because it's fun. I like playing with girls. Not a lot of girls play music, you know, instruments, and so when they do, it's like you can tell they're excited about playing music, and that's fun.
Right. Girls seem to have more drive, I think. I mean, not that guys don't, but I mean, I do.
They're kind of doing it for a purpose. And I mean, a lot of guys, I know a lot of guys that will just get together and jam with their friends on Friday night and be in a band, but really they're, you know, hanging out and drinking beer, and that's, it's still a band, but I want to be in a band that's, like, doing more than just jamming.
Right. Everybody does have a different idea of successful in this industry.
Exactly.
I mean, completely. I was talking about that with someone else, and it is interesting how, I mean... Some people think, you know, gosh, if just one person hears my song then and it moves them, then it's successful. Mm-hmm. And then some know if I'm playing in front of, you know, millions of people, then I'm successful. It all depends on your drive.
Totally. Yeah, I would say that with Full Moon Radio, Allie is the kind of, she would even say, like, you know, if I've just connected with one person in the audience, and I'm like, one person? Why only one person? Like, why not? How about all of the people?
I could see how that would be, difference.
Yeah. I want to play really big shows and big festivals and, you know, as much as we can.
So if you could play anywhere, pick any venue, what would it be?
I really want to play on Saturday Night Live. That's kind of my goal.
Oh, that's a good goal. Mm-hmm. I love that. I do. That is cool.
Yeah.
And
I'd say that's a venue, I guess. I mean, it...
Right. No, it is. I actually had someone say they wanted to play in the courthouse.
I think that's a realistic goal.
No, it's not. Favorite venue in Olympia?
Like the others that have been on your podcast, I would have said McCoy's is probably the most fun to play. Because Ian, the owner, is so accommodating. All the bartenders are awesome. It's just a really fun place to play. The Capitol Theater is also a fun place to play because it's, you know, large venue.
Yeah.
And seats a lot of people.
At which venue do you miss the most in Olympia? That's my new question, because, I mean, there are so many that have come and gone.
That's true. I don't know. Well, I miss Thecla that used to be.
Oh, yeah.
more of a nightclub, whatever, dance club thing. But that was a cool place. That's when I first hung out there a lot when I moved to Libya.
That's funny. That's good, though.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for other males starting out or...
Sure. Yeah. I think that when you're a band, you tend to, or musicians are usually kind of snobby and they don't like other people's music, or they always want to pick apart other musicians or bands, probably because they're insecure. But it really helps if you're supportive of everyone's band in the music scene, because then you'll make friends with other bands and then they'll come to your shows. And a lot of people that come to shows are musicians or people in other bands. And so just being friendly to all other bands, even if you don't want to play a show with them, you know, they might tell someone else about your band. Or if they have friends in another town, just networking with other bands, even if you don't like them, is a good thing to do. And also, I think a lot of bands are always afraid of social media and, like, bragging about stuff. But really, if you're not on, no one's going to know about your band unless you're talking about it yourself. I mean, people might share something like, oh, I saw this band, they're really awesome, or they might share your video or something, but if you're not the one saying, hey, we made a new video, or hey, we have a new album out, and talk about it constantly, then no one's really going to know. So don't be afraid to actually just promote yourself, because...
Makes sense.
You have to. No one else is going to do it for you. I mean, people will do it for you, but really, not that much.
That's
what do
very
I know,
good.
Though? I know.
Very, very good. Very good advice. How often do you practice yourself?
Never.
Never.
I don't ever get to practice. So it's like, I really want to start another band, but I don't even have time to write new songs or do anything because I'm so busy.
Yeah.
So I do want to try it. It's just, with having a kid and being a single mom, it's like I'm working 24 hours.
Right.
I don't even get solid 8 hours of sleep. I get woken up in the middle of the night.
Right. It's tough. Mm-hmm. I remember. It's tough. Yeah. Well, I salute you for sure.
Thanks.
And I really hope that you find what you're looking for.
I think I will. I'm pretty driven, and I think that... I mean, there's people that have said they want to be in a band, new band with me, but I feel bad because I'm always like, well, I really just want to play with all girls. But it's true. I can't help it.
Yeah, no. And we don't have that. We really don't have that here. Not that I know of. So, yeah, if you're an all-girl band and you guys play in Olympia, let me know where.
Okay.
I'll go.
Cool.
I find that Olympia is pretty supportive of each other, mm-hmm. I mean, as far as that goes. I mean, it's great. We have a really good music community that's very diverse.
Mm-hmm,
so
that's true.
It's nice to find different. And all-girl bands are different.
They are. The town started with a lot of them, and now there's not that many.
Have you ever been on tour?
Yes, Full Moon Radio went on a couple tours. Not long tours, because it's hard to do with having a kid, mostly because I feel guilty that I have to ask someone else to watch my kid while I go on a vacation by myself. But yeah, Full Moon Radio did a little Northwest tour after we released our first EP. We went spring of 2013, and then we went on another Northwest tour. It's a little bit longer, longer, and stretched to like Montana for when we released our Best Mother album. And other bands, not any real big tours, but like weekend trips we took, rented a van, and
what was that like? All females
on tour. Lots of putting makeup on in the van and wishing we would have brought a bigger mirror. I don't know, it was fun. We had the tours we've been on have been fun. I've booked them, and so then I know exactly what's going to happen and who we're staying with and, you know, where we're going to sleep. And
anything crazy or unexpected happen?
No, not really. All the shows we've played on tour have been pretty good. I'm trying to think if there's anything crazy that's happened. Our van broke down the first night of the last tour, but that was because I bought a new van, and really it wasn't even anything bad at all. It was like, just needed starter fluid or something. But of course, it's hard when you go on tour with just only three girls and no one knows anything about cars. It's not... Second tour I got, made sure I got AAA. So that was good to get. The last tour we were on, I ended up getting so tired that there was like one night that I was just crying for no reason. It was really just because I was exhausted. I'm not used to staying up so late, so many nights in a row. Like, usually to go to bed early, I wake up, go to work at 8 a.m. So it's hard to be like to switch to that lifestyle when you're not used to it.
Right.
It's exhausting enough, you know, working full-time Monday through Friday and then playing shows on the weekend. I'm like, Friday night, by the time it's like 9 o'clock on Friday night, I'm pretty tired.
Monsters or espressos.
Exactly.
Yeah. I did years of that, and then it's like, really? It's 10 and I'm sleeping.
Yeah. I want to stay home and watch TV.
Right.
Go out.
Right. That, yeah, that is hard to flip that switch. The recovery time and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet.
Like this last weekend, we played Saturday afternoon, and then I went to Taylor Swift Saturday night, and then it's like, so my weekend is just today, which is Sunday, and that's the day I have to do every single thing. Laundry, clean the house, grocery shopping.
Right. It's difficult. it gets better. It really
does. It when?
Yeah. Well, my daughter's 20 now, and she goes shopping for me.
That's so good.
Yeah. I'm like, you can live at home, but you have to do all the grocery shopping, okay?
I know.
But it does get better.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So even though you guys are breaking up and no longer a thing, would you do it again? I mean...
Yeah. Totally. Would do it again. I think there would be... I've just learned so many things in the last 3.5 years that next time around I would have to try to be a little bit more sensitive to people's... I'm not a very sensitive person. I'm just more like a direct, I don't know, blunt person. And so that offends people. Like with Allie, if everything I would say offends her, she takes it in a very sensitive way. I don't really mean that. I just... Because I feel like I'm so busy. I just... say whatever it is that's on my mind, and I don't like try to like make it. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm just not sensitive enough. Yeah, I don't sugarcoat anything. I just like say it because I feel like I have limited time as it is. I don't know. It's just not my personality to do that. So I think that I would try to be more sensitive to other people. I don't know.
Well, that's good.
I think that just needs to be in general, not just in a band.
Right. Yeah, probably. I think the whole world could use that, not just you.
That's what Taylor Swift was saying last night at her concert. She's talked a lot, and she, in between like every four songs or something, she would give a big inspirational speech, but it was just saying like, to be nice to everyone and extra nice, because it's this thing about you don't know people if people are having a hard day and if what you say to them makes a big difference. And
words are powerful.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why we all love music so much. Not just...
Yeah. It's a good way to relate to stuff.
Yeah, music is powerful. Words are powerful. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. And I'm really looking forward to whatever it is that you end up doing.
Cool. Thank you. I am too. Need to figure it out.
You'll have to let us know.
Okay.
You've been listening to Just Kathy with OliCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another entertaining local interview.